This episode of American Chopper.
I'm there for you, huh?
It's a heavy metal meltdown.
Don't even get me going, all right?
When Paul Sr. cleans house.
You got bottles on the floor over there. You got cans on the floor over there.
And turns up the heat on the OCC crew.
You know what it is? I got pressure from
really
both ends.
You know what? Take the day off, then.
The pressure's on.
You consider this respecting me?
And time's running out.
Oh, gravy.
As Paul Jr. and Vinny mount a full court press to complete their latest motorcycle marvel.
Wow, that's nice.
The design.
Get the hell out of here.
The dispute.
I'm beating the snot out of him when he comes back.
The defiance.
This is a made in USA bike.
On this episode of American Chopper.
I'm going to lunch. Going to lunch.
We're pretty much down to the last few things that we have to do as far as fabrication on this bike. All right, Vince. We're gonna finish this today. Sound like a plan?
That shouldn't be that bad.
And happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
We've already made arrangements with Justin to pick up the tins this afternoon, and everything else is going to the Cromer tomorrow. While Vinny does the final prep work on the exhaust pipes, I'm gonna put the final feature on the bike. You know, this tow-behind welder isn't just for show. It's actually a fully functioning piece of equipment. So I was thinking, if you're gonna weld, you're gonna need a mask. So I wanna make a mounting bracket where the mask is actually removable and it can be used. It's not a real difficult thing to do, but I think it's gonna work with the overall look of the bike. Vince.
It's Vance.
Vance, what do you think?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What do you got?
I got the wheels.
Did Ro cut these?
Yeah.
The final thing we needed to do was mount the wheels on the tow-behind trailer and hitch it up to the bike. You got yours on backwards, Bobo.
Do I?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it cups in, no?
I don't know. Why would you have your valve stem on the inside?
I don't know. Do you...
Go ahead.
The tires, I thought, had to go a certain direction.
No.
See how this red line's on the inside on that? But it don't matter.
See, the lug's got to go on that taper.
Yeah.
You know, we probably could have waited till all the parts came back from chrome and paint to mount these wheels.
Woo!
But this is the first time we ever built a bike with a trailer.
Seems to work, man.
So before we sent anything out, we wanted to make sure everything fit right and that the tow-behind trailer rolled perfectly with the bike.
All right.
I could tear this thing down then, right?
Let's tear it down. Let's tear it apart.
You know, sometimes I think my favorite part of building a bike is actually taking it apart. I mean, after all, you spend a couple weeks fabricating and making sure all the parts fit right and everything is working. Sometimes it's just nice to go on cruise control for a little while.
What's up, Paul?
What's up? All right, we got paint for you. What I'm afraid of with the red, white, and blue, even though it's patriotic, it could get kind of gaudy.
For the paint job on this bike, Paul was a little concerned that the red, white, and blue might come out as a little over the top. So to make sure that doesn't happen, I plan on giving it a lot of shading to create a more three-dimensional look. This way it'll have depth and it won't look like just a flat American flag painted on the tins.
And we got the oil tank, sandblast, and paint. Maybe do that 75th on here. We just, you know, pretty much for this bike, I'm going to leave it up to Justin to come up with the final paint design. But, you know, for the rear fender, I asked them to duplicate a mural that the company uses for their advertising. Basically, it's going to go like this.
How?
All right, like this. And this is going to be your mural of that.
The flag.
When you build a bike for a client like this, you really have to have a balance between their needs for promotional use and your own sense of style. And I think the use of the mural on this fender will work perfectly for this project. All right, Vin, let's put this on the floor with the rest of the chrome and then get the heck out of here. You bet. Good job.
All right, thank you.
I mean, I can't wait to see what Justin comes up with. I'm sure it'll be really unique. There's always been kind of a rivalry between all the guys at the chopper shop and the guys over at the ironworks, and they're talking some trash, so we thought we could just work it out in the court.
I got my work boots on.
I don't really expect to win because I don't play basketball, and I think they got a couple of ringers over there. But you know, we'll give it our best shot and see what happens.
Real nice.
Come on.
All right. You ready? All right.
I'm gonna get.
Hey, I'm open.
All right, looking good.
That kid's good, man. Oh. Oh.
Mikey, shoot it!
Shoot it, Mike, shoot it!
Personally, I think I did pretty terrible. Some clutch shots I missed. Ashamed of myself.
Mikey, deep!
Can I make the pass? I'm seriously gonna have a heart attack. I need a sub.
Mikey, take it easy. You're gonna kill yourself.
Jeez, I can't move in. Sub.
Oh, you guys suck. You guys really suck. Oh, jeez.
I think both teams really sucked.
What the hell you call that?
Fucking me!
Two shots. I can't believe you guys.
Campy don't even got any meat on his bones, so when he goes down, it's pure bone smashing the floor.
Campo, do something to him. You, Camp, get up there and get the ball.
I thought the ref was extremely fair. Yeah, I thought he was great. He did a wonderful job, and I think he should probably go pro.
Oh, you bastard.
He was handing him the ball, tripping us, pushing us, kicking us. Even with that, you know, even with cheating and all the low-life stuff that they always pull, we still took them.
Right, that's game.
Orange County Ironworks definitely has bragging rights. We're going to get some NBA players next time, though. Bring her in, Vince.
Come on over here.
Today we got the frame and all the other parts for the Miller welding bike back from the Cromer.
Mikey'd be in heaven with all his bubble wrap.
Most of our frames are either powder coated or painted, but you know, aesthetically, I really like the look of a chrome frame. And for this project, I really think it's going to make the bike stand out.
It'll look good, man.
Yeah, it'll look good.
This bumper looks sick on there, doesn't it?
Yep.
Took a train going in reverse.
It does.
You want to see these tires?
Yeah, let me check them out. You know, Paulie wanted to go with the spoke wheels for this project.
Yeah!
And I think that was a great choice on his part.
How are you liking that? Pretty sick, huh?
That's going to look good on there.
I think one of the coolest things about this bike is that the spokes are powder-coated in American flag pattern. Everything on this bike definitely screams made in America.
You know what? Did they chrome the freaking races?
Did they?
It looks like it.
We kind of ran into a minor problem right from the start with the frame.
Because that chrome will get jammed up in there so bad. I might have to beat them out, put new ones in.
I don't know how it happened, but somehow the races in the neck got left in when it got chromed. So the first thing Vin had to do was take care of the problem. So you're going to deal with the trees?
Yep.
Excuse me. I'm going to put the rear tire together right here. Bro machining.
Then this place looks pretty messy, man.
I knew he was going to say that.
You know, I came in the shop this morning and looked around, and I didn't like what I seen one bit.
Well, I cleaned as best I could with the amount of work I had to do.
You got bottles on the floor over there. You got cans
Mikey,
on the
Mikey
floor
left
over there.
Too.
There's all over the place in here. I ain't having it. Stop what you're doing. Get it spotless.
Where's Mikey?
I don't know where he is.
Is he out there still?
I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? It's like I thought I was made it clear last time. You got all over the place in here. Next time you're getting a day off, I'm telling you, I should have given it to you this time. I should give it to you this time.
You know how many frames I
Listen,
had to do
I
here?
Don't really care. But I'm not, I don't really care. You know what? Take the day off then.
No,
take the day off. Take the day off. I'm not playing no more. That's it. Take the day off. Take it off. I'm not playing no more. That's it.
You serious?
I'm serious. I'm serious. Take the day off. Take it off.
Dad, what's so messy in
Listen,
here?
Listen, don't even get me going, all right?
What do you
listen,
want, the floor
I
swept?
Told
we'll
you
swept
like
the
an
floor.
Uncle the other time we were here, I said, Vin, this is it, no more. You get the day off, there's a consequence. And I said, you're not respecting me. You consider this respecting me? Take the day off. Look at this place. Look at this place. There's all over the place in here.
Listen, I've been trying
I don't want to hear it, Vin. That's it.
Listen, Paul, can I just talk to you like...
Listen,
civil?
Vin.
Listen, first of all, I can't leave today. This bike's got to
yeah,
be done
Vin,
in 2 days.
You don't understand what you said. That bike means nothing to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. But what means something to me is that if I ask somebody to do something, that's what it's about. Not about this other bull. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you a question. Why does it have to be like that?
The only reason that I can come up with for you is that so many people add to it. I understand that. And you told me about that. Get people to
listen,
help. I understand that.
Vin.
But you know what? I've been trying to do these mock-ups, and that's all I've been focusing on is trying to get these bikes done. I tried to keep it as clean as I could while I was working.
If I said to you, listen, the most important to me is getting to these bikes done, I would understand what you're saying. But I don't say that to you. I say to you, the most important thing to me is keeping the shop clean. I don't care. I'm the boss here. I pay the bills here. I pay your salary. So if I say to you, Vin, the most important thing to me, then there's nothing else. That's the most important thing, that I want that done. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
do. And this is not about a power trip. This is about the way I want things done. So just understand, that's it. That's it. That's it. Go in there, clean the place up, and then that's it. Next time, you know what I'm saying? I got things to do. I don't want to have this conversation with you. But when I walk in there, and the last time we had the conversation, I said, please, keep the place clean, and that's it. And then I walk in there, there's dirt on the floor, there's bottles on the floor, there's coffee cups, there's this, there's that, all over the place. It makes my stomach turn. You know what I mean? I just don't understand it. So listen. I don't want to make a big scene here. Go in there, get the place cleaned up. But, you know, I'm serious about this. All right? Go in there, clean it up, and that's the end of it. Okay? You know, it's unfortunate that I had to come down on Vinny the way that I did as far as, like, condition of the shop. But to be honest with you, you know, I spent the last 3 years talking to Paulie, and that gets me nowhere.
What's going on?
Man, I gotta clean up. I worked it out.
All right, what exactly?
There's no way. If I left today, this would get screwed.
Oh, God.
But the bottom line is that I'm the boss around here, and sometimes that means being the bad guy, whether I like it or not.
What does he want cleaned exactly?
He just wants everything organized, you know? It's, you know what it is? I got pressure from both ends. I'm trying to get all these bikes done. And you know what? The worst part is I don't contribute to the mess. Everybody comes in here and throws stuff
everywhere.
I'm
ready to hire a kid full-time, pay him out of my own pocket to clean consistently. Because it's just too much.
Well, either way, we got to do a cleanup or else he's going to freak out and I'm going to have to leave. And we're not going to get this bike done.
Okay, good.
And that's not going to work.
No.
Let me just move some away. I'll sweep and just clean up real quick.
Is he worried about the sweeping?
I don't even know. Bottles.
I mean, this
you know the way he is with cups and bottles.
I know.
I don't know what this stuff is.
You want your coffee, Vin?
Yeah, I'd like to have my coffee. If that's okay.
You know, I think my father's taking this cleaning up the shop way too far. I mean, the priority around here should be building bikes, not sweeping floors. Because when it comes down to it, we made a commitment to get this bike done. So if you ask me, shutting down the shop just to gussy everything up doesn't make any sense.
We got an extra cart. I'd like to utilize it.
Yeah.
And to keep more things off the shelf, that would make your old man happy.
Yeah, I know. Well, don't go that far.
All right. Just wouldn't get him as disturbed. I know it's important to keep the shop clean and everything and straightened up. And I know it's especially important to Senior. But a lot of people work here. And sometimes it's unrealistic to expect one person to ride shotgun on everybody and clean up after them.
You hear that?
Delegate
no,
it's all right.
Just, you got to help me with not loading stuff up in here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not always your fault.
Yeah.
But this place tends to be the place that everybody throws everything.
Yeah,
when they don't know what to do with it.
There's so much space, yeah.
Mikey,
so, this doesn't make it right.
Grab those two exhausts right there and bring them with you.
All right, man. Listen, you ever need me, man? Come here.
Jim, how you doing, Jim?
I'm there for you, huh?
Hey, you broke my heart.
It was you. I'd give you a kiss on the lips, but I got to get to work.
You know, I really feel bad for Vinny. I don't think it's very fair for my father to hold him responsible for other people's mess. I mean, for God's sakes, there's a lot of people working here, and we're all grown-ups. So I'm going to do whatever I can to help Vinny out, because he can't afford to take a day off. I mean, he's got a new baby to take care of, and I got to tell you, I really hate seeing Vinny so bummed out like he was this morning.
Tell me a story, Mike.
Did I tell you about my first girlfriend, Sally Jennings?
Nope, never heard of her.
I was young. It was autumn. We were in love. It's a day much like this. Overcast. She had lips that taste like peach.
Mike, I gotta work here, bud. You can't do that to me while I work.
Oh. You could say what you want about Mikey, but one thing's for sure, he's a friend. And he's been a really good friend to me, and I really appreciate that.
Jeez.
You need any help with this, bud?
Yeah, build the engine for me, would you?
Yeah, where is it?
You gotta build it.
Boy, look at these wheels, huh? They look like my wheels, except different.
Michael, keep cleaning.
Yes.
All right, Vin, let's get cracking.
It's the motel.
Those lightning bolts are awesome, aren't they?
Yeah, look kind of like Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Flash! Ah! Saved every one of us.
You know, we spent quite a while this morning cleaning up the shop, and it kind of set us back on our real work, you know, building bikes. So I had Christian come up and help me and Vinny out to help us make up on some of the time we lost. Yachts! see.
I'll be back.
I'm putting this damn wheel on. All right, let's go to lunch. After lunch, Ralph from Justin's paint shop came down and delivered the Miller tins.
Here you go, guys.
Whoa, nice.
Pretty sick, huh?
Yeah.
And, you know, I know I've said it before, but I'm always amazed by the work that Justin does.
See, that's kind of cool, and I wasn't even thinking it was going to be like that. It's almost like the helmet's tearing out of it.
Yeah. Oh, this looks good flake, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I was really blown away by how he used subtle shading to give the piece a deep three-dimensional look.
That's freaky.
I mean, it actually looks like everything's wrapped in red and white ribbons. Justin's still working on the rear fender because the mural he's doing is fairly complicated. Therefore, it takes a lot more time than some of the other parts, but hopefully he'll finish it up and get it to us this afternoon.
If we should have two people do this. He's gonna be a one person, man.
Need some help there, Christian?
I believe so.
Got going on here.
Just gotta lift it up somehow. It's just kind of awkward.
Here, kick this out.
Get in there and we can lower it.
Kick this out.
Normally, putting the rear wheel on a bike is not a big deal. But the way this bike was designed, with the rear bumper closing in the back end, it made it quite awkward to set this particular rear wheel in.
Let go. There you go.
What do you think, Christian? You got enough lube on that axle or you need a little more?
That's good. Why?
That's good, he says.
I was making fun of you.
Well, those damn things, they rust instantly.
Let's lower this down. You got space on your side still? Ah! Can you get your spacer in now? Yes, no?
I really can't.
No?
Let the bike down very far.
Yeah?
And you can get it right from the top.
Can you?
Yeah, that's probably easier.
You know, to be honest, I've had better days. Not only did we burn up a lot of time cleaning up the shop.
Can you get it in, Christian?
No.
It seemed this afternoon we ran into one problem after another.
A little more. Just a little bit.
Is that helping at all?
All right, go down.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, we're in.
Are they in like Flynn?
Yeah.
Hang on. Wait, we stuck on the tire.
We got some space action.
I mean, it was almost like the parts didn't even want to go together. I mean, everything was like a big pain in the butt. What's it got to come up, Christian?
Oh yeah, there you go. Hit that. There you go.
It wasn't like there was one big problem. It was a whole bunch of little problems that really ate up our time and annoyed the hell out of us.
How was that spacer? Good?
Yep. Yeah.
It's money, right?
That's a little tight.
Everything fights you on these bikes. I don't care what the deal is, it's always a fight, tooth and nail. Tooth and nail.
Do you want to start putting the oil tank in?
Yeah.
I'm going to start assembling the calipers.
Thank you.
Oh, gravy. You gotta be kidding me.
Dude, this wheel's gotta come back off. This thing's no good.
Why?
You know, after we spent like 2 hours getting the rear end all assembled and lined up.
Don't even tell me that.
I noticed we installed the wrong caliper bracket.
Look inside where that bolt goes.
Ah.
It was a defective one we only intended to use for mock-up.
It'll hold.
It's not hard to hold.
Paulie was supposed to replace it before we assembled the bike, but unfortunately that didn't happen.
He didn't even look at it. I'm so ticked off.
That me?
No, Junior. He didn't look. That was the one we used on mock-up that was no good, and we rigged it. We were like, oh, that's good. It'll work for mock-up. We just won't use it. And he never looked. He just threw it on.
Basically, we end up wasting even more time because we take everything apart and start all over again.
I'm so ticked off.
Where's Paulie?
Who knows? He's not in here. That's all I know.
What's going on, Vin? What's
this thing's gotta come off.
What?
You remember during mock-up, that thing was no good where that hole goes in? We used the rigged up bolt and we just used it for mock-up.
Oh, it's at a clean hole through?
Yeah. Come on.
And for mock-up, we just put a big bolt over this. We didn't care.
It really aggravates me.
This is the one that was for mock-up and you used it. But yeah, aggravating me. I gotta take it back apart. All I know is I'm ticked off.
Do you want me to go get another bracket?
We might have another one. If not, we'll just run down and get one.
I think they brought them all downstairs, Vin.
What's that?
I'm gonna go downstairs and get one.
All right.
It's pouring out, man.
Go downstairs and get one before I maul your neck.
Mike, I need you to go down to the lower shop.
No way, it's raining.
I'm beating the snot out of him when he comes back in.
You are, aren't you?
Oh.
It's like you can't even walk outside without getting drenched. You gotta wait a second. Mike Mikey and Jacko over in there huddling in the office.
I'll get it.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
I dare you. I dare you to go out there right now, man.
I'm so ticked off.
Okay, I got it. Let's get this wheel back on.
Once I got the new caliper bracket, it was like deja vu all over again. I mean, we ran into all the same problems that we ran into the first time around.
Try hitting it the other way. Send her home.
What's up, Paul?
I think my biggest concern with the paint job was that because it's an American flag theme, that it might come off too gaudy, you know, a little too much.
Wow, that's nice. Looks just like that poster up there.
It's a poster, right?
Definitely. Yeah, it's awesome.
And there's the welder body.
Oh, wow, that's nice too, man.
But Justin did an amazing job with everything on this bike, especially the mural on the rear fender. And, you know, I think it's really going to get people talking.
These wheels look hot on here, man.
They look hot, right? Did you see the paint?
No.
Go look at the tank over there.
Where's the gas tank?
On the lift.
Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here.
All right. See you later.
See you later.
See you later.
That's outrageous, isn't it? You know, I really didn't know what this bike was going to look like until I seen the wheels, the paint, and the tank and whatnot. that really crystallized in my mind how cool this bike really was going to look. That's actually one of the things that I like about these projects. You know, you really never know what it's going to actually look like until you start getting all the pieces and putting it together. I got to tell you, I'm pretty impressed with the progress that Vinny, Paulie, and Christian made on this bike today. You know, they spent the whole day bellyaching and complaining about cleaning up the shop and whatnot.
That's it. One more turn, she's on.
Suck it up, you little wuss.
All right.
But you know what? It only proves my point. There's plenty of time to keep things organized around here and still get work done.
I like that in between the belt, too. That's cool. That's good utilization of space.
I'm going to the gym for the third and final time. See you in the morning.
All right, Vin. We did pretty good for today. Looking I think we good. Can finish it up tomorrow, right?
We'll have Christian help us too, right?
Yeah.
All right.
We should get it pretty good tomorrow. Let's go home.
Howdy.
What's the mission? We got to finish this bike today.
Wiring.
You're going to start wiring?
Me and Christian are going to get on wiring together.
Right. I'm going to start doing the little fun stuff that everyone else
wants to do.
Yeah. This morning, the mood in the shop seems a lot better and more relaxed. Think elephants on parade, here to come, here to stay. I think it helps morale to start the day not being chewed out by my father, and I think that makes us work faster and better.
You screw that up, Christian, you're fired.
Them bars look pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I think they'll be good. It'll be good.
I think I'm gonna have to join in here. It doesn't seem like too much is getting done, you know? You know, you better be careful over here. This thing is touching. No, never mind, relax.
Okay, we'll see you later. Nice to see you stop by.
What the hell are you doing anyhow?
Here, keep all the rubber grommets.
Do that side and I'll do this side. That's all.
Push it
what
in.
What the hell? Go ahead. You ready?
Yeah, push it. Push
get your side where it's gotta
push
go.
Push the fender into me. Squeeze the fender a little and get them washers
well,
lined
you got
up.
The freaking bolt.
Hold on. One side at a time, because right, if you're pushing and I'm pushing, it's not going to go.
Why do you got this thing squeezed in here like this?
I got room. I put two washers in there when I mocked it.
You know, it kind of drives me crazy that Paulie thinks he's the only one around here that can put a bike together. Sometimes I don't really know how Vinny and these guys do it, working with them every day. If I had to do that, it would just irritate the hell out of me.
I want to help, too. I want to be part of this project.
Why don't you get the ratchet, the whatchamacallit?
What's that thing?
Get the ratchet.
There's not one this small.
No, there is. Listen to me. Put it in the, you know what I'm saying, the wrench ratchet?
Yeah, I don't
And stick an end in there. Good. Start on the back one, I'll do that. Here.
You set it up and I'll just keep
Here,
turning.
Just do this one and I'll do that. There, I'll get that.
All right, what are you going to get in there with? Explain to me. There's not a ratchet
yes,
that's
there
small
is.
Enough.
Yes, there is.
It's like 1/8, Dad. Look, it's little.
Yeah, they make them this size, don't they?
We don't.
Hey, don't they? Do they have? No, they don't. They probably don't. Probably don't.
All right, back to the drawing board. No, it's just going to take a little time. Have a little patience.
Start the other one. I'll do this. Here, I can do this. You don't need to be doing that.
Listen, 2 seconds ago, it took me and you to do the front one. I'm going to do the back one by myself all of a sudden.
Well, give me another one of those. I'll start this side. What size is it?
You're spastic, you know that?
I don't wait for nothing. You know what I mean?
I know.
If it ain't done now, it ain't done quick enough.
You know, it's not like my dad really wants to help me get work done around here. It's more like he wants to feel like he's helping me get work done. But usually what that means is he comes in, touches a few parts, stands by the bike, and gives me grief. You know what I should have done if I was smart, but I'm not real smart? I should have put these fenders together off the bike. Bet you didn't think about that.
That would have came natural to me if I was doing it myself. Get this one started, then you can play. How do you even get that wrench in there? You don't even have a tie down on this bike, right?
You see the new clamping system?
I don't really care about that.
What are you doing?
Lost the screw. Take the whole thing off like you said, you'd be done already. You want me to take it off? You'd be done. Take it off.
Yeah, leave me alone, okay? Please.
It's still easier popping these off. You got the wrench right here. Boom. 2 seconds, have it off. Give me the ratchet.
Leave it alone.
Give me the ratchet.
Leave it alone. Breathe deep.
You know, sometimes watching Junior and Senior is like watching Abbott and Costello trying to put a bike together. As long as they're not pissed off, you know, going at each other, it's actually pretty entertaining.
You can't get that in there. It's impossible. There's no way you're going to get it. Now you want me to take it off? Just take it off. There's no way. You're not going to get it in. Listen, you're pissing in the wind there.
Loosen them all up, Dad, and they'll come out.
I loosened it. It's almost out
all
of here.
All of them.
No, I still got to go more because you can't get it by hand. When anybody else is doing something, you want to grab it right out of their hands, don't you? No matter how fast it is, you still want to grab it out of your hands, right? Well, watch that fender. Watch.
Come
watch.
Over here. Well, you can wrestle with me in the air with it. Hold it right here. When you work with my father, you really got to have a lot of patience, which is kind of funny because he's the most impatient person in the world.
Just get that drill and drill it a little bit. Drill them both out.
Hold on.
Drill them out.
I mean, he'll just get in there and try and show you how to do everything. No. Flip it around. There you go.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure, Pop.
I don't think so.
All right. You're right. And what I do when he gets like that is I just wait till he gets bored and gives up. And I just go back to doing what I was going to do in the first place.
In my opinion, we spent way too much time trying to put that front fender on. So if we're really going to get this bike done today, we really got to buckle down and get it done.
So far, I got everything I don't need.
So if I have anything to do with this, nobody's going home until this bike is finished. Testing. You'd almost think I know what I was doing here, huh?
What's it gotta do, go up this way?
I think it's gotta come up a little bit.
This is better. This is more familiar.
Tell me good things, man.
I think good things. She's coming together, man. Can't wait to see that tank on there.
Not bad, not bad. Looks good.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
You want to fire it up now?
Fire it up!
Yeah.
You know, no matter how many bikes that we build, I'm always worried that when we finish one, that it's not going to start up. So even though I had a lot of stuff to be taken care of out of the shop, I waited around until the bike was fired up. Fire in the hole over here.
When the bike started up, it just sounded great.
Yeah!
And let me tell you, it was a relief to get the bike done early for a change. Now all we have to do is line up the trailer, hook up the lights, and make sure it lines up right.
Man, that thing will blow you right off the road.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Adios.
See you later.
Sick, huh? I got one finishing touch.
Because you need a welding mask.
It's sweet, right?
I like it. I just think this bike looks awesome. All that's left to do is to take it on a test drive and see how it looks going down the road.
Nice job.
We'll ride it tomorrow.
You know, I think this is one of the nicest ones we've built so far, and there's no way the client's not going to like it.
All right, let's go home.
Let's get the hell out of here. Man.
Get out.
It's Miller time.
Thank you.
Let's bring her out, Vance.
Woo!
When I took this bike out for the first time for the test drive, it took a little while to get used to the feeling of pulling the trailer. I mean, this is the first time we've ever done anything like this. But once I got used to it and got a feel for how it handled, I started to get comfortable and decided to wind it out. Obviously, I think the real standout feature on this bike is the tow-behind welder. But I'm also really happy with the way we ran the exhaust pipes through the frame. I also think the fenders and the tank came out awesome, and I was really pleased with the way we were able to integrate the TIG torch into the frame. I know the company we built the bike for had high expectations, and I'm pretty confident that they're going to be real happy with it when they see it. Because if you ask me, it really captures the spirit of what they're all about, and it really is a tribute to the American worker. Today we're in Appleton, Wisconsin. We came to Miller Electric to unveil the Miller bike.
It was pretty cool because they pretty much shut down the factory for the afternoon so all the employees and their families could look at the bike.
I gotta tell you, it was a pretty awesome feeling riding this bike right into the factory. I almost felt like a prize fighter walking into a ring, you know, with the crowd cheering me on and whatnot. You can tell that everybody was really excited about the bike. And I think that, you know, it's special that, you're able to build this bike for the people that build the product that allows you to build the bike for them.
It was really cool to watch my father drive the bike in. You know, he started in business 30 years ago, and he's come such a long way since then.
And the Miller bike! The Miller bike!
And, it's cool to be able to, I think, for him to do something for a company whose equipment helped him out so much throughout the years.
Make no bones about it. This is a Made in USA bike.
You know, we started with a 75-year theme, and these guys did a wonderful job of integrating that into this bike. But then we also got welder parts integrated into it. The helmet that looks like it's coming right out of the gas tank. The TIG torch that's a part of the frame. And then carrying to it an XMT on a trailer, all ready to weld. The thing just represents welding.
It's all about the red, white, and blue. And to me, this thing was a special project for us. Thanks, everybody.
You know, when you work this hard on a bike, you do everything you can to make it special and one of a kind. So it's really great to see people react so enthusiastically. I mean, I guess that's really the reward of doing what we do.
Next time on American Chopper.
Let's rock and roll.
The Tuttles go Hollywood and take Tinseltown by storm. When the King of Late Night commissions a modern version of a classic vintage bike. But it's no laughing matter.
Get out!
When push comes to shove.
My tank will be made before that fender's done.
And father and son lock horns over OCC's latest high-profile creation.
Concentrate on getting the bike done.
The battles. The bluster.
Go inside and fabricate.
The bikes. Next time on American Chopper.